And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
That's right. You're listening to the Consumer Quarterback Show with Brandon Rimes. Brandon is out today. My name is James DeJerome. I'm the executive producer of the Consumer Quarterback Show. I've been with Brandon for about 3 years now. The Consumer Quarterback Show has been around for about 8 years. You know, Brandon put the show together because he was working every day as a realtor. He owns the Platinum MVP team. He's got real estate options for you here. We're going to pitch some on the show. But as his working in the real estate industry, he developed a great network of business professionals that he worked with. You know, he needs a roofer, a solar guy. He needs a plumber, an AC guy. He might need home services, mortgage people, whatever you need, a moving company, whatever it might be to make the deal happen. That's who he was working with. And he thought, man, I need to bring this network out to the public. All the people in the Bay Area would benefit so much from learning all the knowledge that these folks have. So that's what we've done on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We are a consumer advocate. We want your dollar to go farther in the marketplace. So we've established the show to bring business professionals from around the Bay on. They're going to share their expertise with you and make your dollar go farther. You get a little knowledge out of the show. And we have some great sponsors as well that work with the Consumer Quarterback Show. The sponsor for this particular segment is Chad Irrigation. I don't know if you're familiar with the option of having irrigation done to your home. You know, a lot of us are on city water. But if you had a well or another way to get water to your property for landscaping, you can have a great savings. Chad Irrigation does all that kind of work for you. So if you're interested in talking to Chad, Victor is our contact. He's our guy for Chad Irrigation. Get in touch with them and see if they can't take a little sting out of your water bill by providing an alternative source for you by using their irrigation techniques. So that's Chad Irrigation, a great sponsor for the show. And of course, we always pitch properties here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. As I mentioned, Brandon, the owner of the Platinum MVP team, he's got property for you, even in this time of scarcity throughout the Bay. And so commercial, residential, or even land to build on. Here is a property at 1200 Gulf Boulevard. He's got a gorgeous beachfront penthouse for you, nearly 4,000 square feet, 3-bedroom suites, office and den, 2 gulfside balconies. Man, there's 1,100 square feet of terrace on this property. You got a garage, parking space, and storage. 1200 Gulf Boulevard, right in Clearwater. If you're looking to get right onto the water, he's got a gorgeous beachfront penthouse for you. What else you got for us, Johnny? Here's one in Clearwater again. Here's a commercial opportunity for you right on a hot corner location, 1780 Clearwater Largo Road, 2,376 square feet. The lot itself is about 5,200. It's got 2 garage doors, an office storefront, 12 parking spots, and about 40,000 to 50,000 vehicles pass this property every day. So a commercial opportunity in Clearwater from the Platinum MVP team. Get in touch with Brandon. Don't leave money on the table. So real estate is really the driving force behind the show. We do a lot of real estate talk, and we talk a lot about all the different mortgages out there, the different ways you can get your deal done. Brandon tries to structure the deals with Diane all the different ways. One of the professionals we love to bring on the show is Larry Harbolt. Larry is an educator, and he helps folks get involved in real estate, and it's not the typical method that you're familiar with from most of the people we bring on the show. Larry, are you there?
I'm here.
Larry, talk a little bit about how that you can manage to get a deal done without lawyers or banks. Is that possible?
Well, you can. What we do is we go directly to the seller, mm-hmm. and we negotiate the deals, and we put the deals together with the seller. The unique thing about it is market conditions don't really matter because we go after people that have properties that they don't want anymore. Usually for my business, I go after properties I can turn into rentals. Mm-hmm. And so market conditions doesn't matter. You know, it's the very essence of what people did back in biblical days. You bought and paid the person you bought it from.
That's right.
And so we pay them. We don't normally get any type of financing. We pay the seller every month. And when you're looking for properties that aren't listed, there's an abundance of properties out there. It's just you have to market to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the sellers don't even know they want to sell.
That's right. That's the unique part of this whole thing. When you first came on the show, Larry, I thought, how in the world is he doing this? And then I realized these sellers don't have many options.
Correct. Correct. A lot of the properties need work.
That's right.
And so they couldn't sell them, on the multiple listing service simply because people usually want properties that are fixed up. Mm-hmm. Investors want properties where they can put a few dollars into fixing it up and then rent them long term.
That's right. So when folks come to you, you teach a class as well. Talk about a little bit about your class, Larry.
Yeah, I teach a 4-day class three times a year on doing creative deals. And what I mean by creative, it's without paying cash, without institutional financing. It's whatever the seller and I can agree on. Mm-hmm. Because, and I only go after properties that are paid for that the owner doesn't live in. So usually they're some type of an investment property.
I see.
But it's whatever we can agree to pay for the property. And it's got to make sense where I can rent the property and pay for it and make a cash flow. Or there's no sense doing the deal.
Right.
But many sellers, a lot of them don't want the properties anymore. Another place I find properties is I search the records at the courthouse for evictions, because mm-hmm. a lot of landlords have a problem property where they're constantly in eviction court. I'll contact those people and see if they'd like to sell some of those properties.
So being creative, finding alternative methods, knowing where to go for an options where you're going to pitch an idea to a seller that is completely novel. They've not been approached. They don't even know that they want to sell, as you mentioned in the beginning. They may be holding multiple properties, and one is underwater. The rest are doing fine. So they don't think about it until you come by and knock on the door and say, hey, maybe we can make a deal.
Correct. But it's, in that 4-day training, I teach creative ways to buy. In other words, many times we can put together a deal where a lot of times, no interest. A lot of times, annual payments. It's going to depend on what the seller wants. Mm-hmm. And it's just got to make sense to me, number-wise, or I have no reason to do the deal.
Certainly.
So when I talk to a seller, if I suggest something and they say no, I always say, don't tell me what you won't do. Tell me what you will do.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them tell me, and then we try to work from that. But there's hundreds of ways to make an offer on a property. And cash is one that I never use. So it just depends on what the seller and I can negotiate and put together.
Can you give us a couple of examples of sellers who preferred a certain type of deal and why they did, so that it kind of makes sense in my mind?
Yeah, I had an elderly lady that had two children, and she had a son, adult son, who was a doctor, and she had a daughter that had a substance problem. She didn't want cash because she was getting old, and she didn't want to leave a lump sum of cash to the daughter that had the substance problem.
Right.
So she wanted payments. And so after she passes, I split the payment, half to the son, half to the daughter.
Right.
That way the mother, she didn't fear that the daughter was going to kill herself going overboard with the substance. And so that was a deal we put together. She didn't want cash. Another deal I found where it was a business and they didn't want to pay all of the capital gains in the year of the sale.
Right.
So when I buy it on terms, when I buy it making monthly payments, they only pay the capital gains on the 12 payments they receive each calendar year. So it spreads it out over time, and it's not a major loss in the year of the sale. So a lot of people, that is a factor.
So as you can see, Larry's been doing this for a while. Larry, over the years, how have the factors that other realtors talk about all the time? We talk about the interest rates, and we talk about the Fed, and we talk about scarcity. We talk about out-of-state buyers and investors and flippers. Really, with your strategy, what moves the market for you, or what factors make you more or less likely to make a deal like this?
Well, everything you talked about just doesn't matter doing it the way that I do it, mm-hmm. simply because market conditions don't matter. Interest rates, I can pay more for the property because I'm going to own it for many years. I can pay actually more than it's worth if they will accept a monthly payment that will allow me to cash flow the property. Because mm-hmm. you got to remember, I'm not paying for that property. My tenants are paying for it.
Right.
And as long as I'm going to keep it long-term and not sell it, now for me, I have six children, adult children. I've got 16 grandkids, so far six great-grandkids. So I'm trying to build a future for my family after I'm gone.
Right.
I'll enjoy the money, the income, while I'm still alive. But when I'm gone, maybe it will benefit my family. So I try to put together deals that will make sense.
I got
that
you.
Over over time they're going to benefit from.
So when you talk about a buyer who might prefer installments or payments or whatever, what are the margins in your mind that you try to think? Is there a percentage out there that makes sense where you say, hey, we're right in the sweet spot now? Or what's your approach there in terms of getting over percentage?
Well, here's the deal. For me, it's a rental property, so it's all based on how much monthly cash flow I've got. So I base my buying decision on what the property will rent for, not the price.
I see.
Because from the monthly rent, I've got to deduct 1/12 of the property taxes, 1/12 of the insurance cost annually. Mm-hmm. I've got to deduct a maintenance factor,
yeah,
usually 10 to 15%. I set aside a 5% factor for a vacancy, so when a tenant moves out, before I get a new tenant in while we're fixing the property, I've got money to make at least one mortgage payment with. And then I want a certain cash flow out of that property, but a reasonable cash flow. I deduct all of that from the monthly rent. That leaves me all I've got to make a payment with.
Okay.
So I can increase the price if they will accept the payment that I'm giving them. A lot of times I will negotiate, instead of giving them a down payment, I will do the rehab on the property. And because I'm paying them, I tell them, if I don't pay you as agreed, you'll at least get the property back in better condition than when I bought it, because the ones I buy all need work.
Right.
So there's no sense in putting money down and then having to put more money into fixing the property unless you have to. And a lot of people understand that. They understand they didn't take care of it.
Right. So you can see there's a lot of unique strategies you have to learn. Talk about your class, Larry. How can folks get into your class?
If anybody is interested, you can go to Larry Harbolt, HARBOLT.com, and you can check on the 4-day, I call it the Never Step Into a Bank Again training. It's 4 days. It's unique. It's things that no one else teaches, because it's 43 years of my life as an investor. I've been involved in over 400 transactions, and they've all been, most of them, I should say, have been creative deals. So it's stuff that most people never hear of.
Right.
And it's wonderful, because the people that follow the system that I've built, they start making money immediately, because market conditions don't affect what they're buying.
All right. So here we are in the Consumer Quarterback Show, offering you guys an alternative. Larry Harbolt, LarryHarbolt.com. Check him out. He's got alternative ways to get deals done, unique structure, and a way to teach you how to do it yourself. Thanks so much for coming on, Larry.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to come back after this break. We're going to talk with Dan Manekine from ProHealth Pest Control, talk a little bit about how you can keep your property safe and keep your values up, make sure you don't have any issues with all the pests we have in the state of Florida. And I got a feel-good story for you. You know, I want to emphasize the STEM programs for kids. It's called science, tech, engineering, and math. If you're outstanding in those areas, boy, that's great for our country. The more kids we have that excel in STEM classes, the better we're going to be. And we got a great story about a 12-year-old, and I can't wait to tell you all the things she's done. Don't go anywhere. This is the Consumer Quarterback Show.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. For more information, go to ConsumerQB.com.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
My friends, when choosing a listing agent to sell your home, their track record is critically important. Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of Platinum MVP Team at Keller Williams Real Estate. They're consistently rated by the MLS in the top 1% of all Tampa Bay realtors, and that's a big deal. Brandon and Lindsay are always among the top realtors in the state. Call them today at 813-750-0550.
Find them at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP Team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
My name is James DeJerome, and I produce the Consumer Quarterback Show for Brandon Rimes. The Consumer Quarterback Show is a team, a group of like-minded professionals who partner together to provide our audience sound advice, knowledge, and information to make them wiser consumers. We work with all types of business owners and aggressively promote our local economy. We're currently conducting interviews for our expert contributors. If you own a business or know someone who would benefit from the exposure our show provides, please contact us at 813-750-0550 or online at ConsumerQB.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
That's right. Give Brandon a call if you're interested in any of the real estate properties you hear pitched on the Consumer Quarterback Show, or if you want to get in touch with any of the expert contributors who take time out of their busy day to come in and help us spread that knowledge and be the consumer advocates for you. In addition, so this exact segment is sponsored by Discovery Golf Cars. Now, Discovery Golf Cars, everybody's getting a golf cart these days. I don't know if you've been around these neighborhoods at night. You see these kids pulling each other on skateboards. Everyone's out using their golf carts to get around their neighborhoods. It seems like a really great thing. You know, this company, Discovery Golf Cars, has got so many choices for you. Easy Go, Star EV, Cushman. They sell them new and used. You can rent or buy them. They offer financing, mobile repair. They got Tampa and Clearwater locations. Check them out online, discoverygolfcars.com. Okay, so we talked a little bit about real estate with Larry Harbolt in the first segment, and now we've got some properties for you to talk about. Brandon is the owner of the Platinum MVP team. He's a realtor here in the Bay Area. He's got opportunities for you, both commercial, residential, and even land to buy on during this time of real estate scarcity. Johnny's going to throw a few up on the screen. Here's one in Brandon, 604 East Morgan Street. It's a renovated medical office building. Great location, just north of Highway 60. It's got a carport and a kitchen, large open waiting room, multiple desks and workstations. It's got three offices and two bathrooms in it. So if you're looking for a commercial opportunity in the Brandon area, get in touch with Brandon Rimes and the Platinum MVP team, 604 East Morgan Street in Brandon. What else you got for me, Johnny? Here's an opportunity in Plant City. Buildable over 5-acre lot. This is a chance for you to build your own dream home back here at 6513 County Line Road in Plant City. Over 5 acres, zoned for two homes or one home in a large building. It backs up to the English Creek Preserve. Natural springs located on the property. Wow. Easy access to major roads. Again, if you're looking to Plant City, 6513 South County Line Road. You can have your own spring on your 5-acre lot. Very, very cool opportunity there from Brandon and the Platinum MVP team. Okay, we talk a lot about real estate, and one of the most important things is keeping your real estate property up and working in the best condition possible. We've got ProHealth as one of our contributors, one of our expert contributors, and Dan Menekheim's on the line with us. Dan, how you doing today?
Great. Really good. How you doing?
Good, good. I always love when you come on because I have all these questions about all the, you know, million different insects we have down here. Is there any particular bug that is causing you trouble this week or just now?
Yeah. Currently, right now, we're getting a lot of calls for roaches.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of roaches. There's the indoor roaches where people think of people with dirty homes or whatever. Right. And anybody can get those. They can come in on a package from that you get delivered. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know people, you know, people kind of say, like, I have roaches. Right. And we know which kind it is. If they're whispering, it's probably the indoor type of roach. And right. The name for those are Germans or Asians. But right now, people are getting roach issues. There's definitely a variety of outdoor roaches. In Asian, and there's Australian roaches. That's an outdoor roach, and American roaches. Why are we getting a problem? When you get... You know, they're probably out there in your flower beds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have gravel around your house and stuff, they live in there. They eat mulch. They don't even want to go inside the house. They like it outdoors. They like it hot, humid, rainy. But when you get a heavy source of rain, they go to higher ground.
I see.
And they don't know that they're just going for shelter. And all of a sudden they go inside your home. And there's some, and they're usually going to be in the bathrooms. That's where it's easy access to get in. They can crawl in through the vent, but it's through the outside of the plumbing or through the window cracks and stuff like that. And so we've been getting a lot of calls for that.
Yeah, you guys
you know,
are like
you get a high.
I like detectives out there, always trying to find out how they what the pathway is, why they're going where they're going, and how they're getting in. And that's I always love that part. It's not just killing the bugs.
Well, what we'd like to do is control the bugs.
Right.
So these are calls of people that aren't on our system. I mean, we do get trouble calls. Don't get me wrong. Nothing's 100%. But what we'd like to do to control the bugs is we'd like to bait the flower beds, the mulch areas along the fence lines. And what we use a bait that has a pheromone. That's what the companies that make these products call it. What it is, it's some sort of food. We think, and it's a variety of products. They're ultra green, organic type products. Where some of it, we think it's a corn cob, You know, it's some sort of sugar right. substance that they want to eat. That's cheap, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's some sort of abrasive material, like a crushed coral or something. So we use something you can walk on it. You can, but there's no requirement put it in, but we'll put it in your flower beds and stuff like that. And the only organism that detects it is an insect. The birds don't get it. Rats don't come up around it. Nothing like that. They'll eat it, and it affects their digestive system, and it's a great way to control bugs. So even after it rains, there's still no problem. You have no roaches in your home.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm talking
about. We are getting
about.
A lot of, yeah, and when, and the more the hotter it gets, the more rain it comes, the more active the bugs get. That's just how, that's why. Well, Florida is the place that needs pest control at home.
Yeah,
that's
I always why. Think, you know, the temperatures get so, we're talking about the 90s now coming up this week, and your attic just gets unbelievable. I could imagine if you're any kind of bug or insect in your attic, you're trying to get out of there during the heat of the day.
Yeah, that's another thing. You'll get, yeah, they'll start coming from the attics, too. We bait attics as well. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. I wasn't even thinking attics. But, yeah, they'll start, they want to go to somewhere that's cold, the moist or whatever. Yeah. So they will start, you'll start seeing earwigs and silverfish and roaches.
Right.
There's all the time I'll go inspect, you know, for like a termite inspection or even a home inspection. You'll go up there and you'll see. You'll see some roaches in the attic and stuff like that. And now they will. When it's a certain degrees, it'll actually kill them.
Yeah.
So they'll start, and then they get through the vent. They'll go find the food somewhere else. Sometimes you see them on your ceiling. Sometimes they fly in, right? We have roaches that fly here in Florida, folks. but you know what I mean? But I mean, they could be coming from your neighbor's pond.
That's right.
But a lot of them can be coming from your attic. That's right. They crawl in through the vent or whatever, and you know they're adaptive, and they can fit and where you they can fit in places you wouldn't believe. So.
I know it. Hey Dan, I don't know if my mom was trying to be nice. She used to say palmetto bug. Is that a cockroach? What's the difference? I mean, is that the same thing?
No, I mean, listen. We in Florida, I've heard other things. Palmetto bugs in California and New York, I've heard people call them water bugs. They're both roaches. There's no such thing as a palmetto bug.
Okay.
We actually, but just like there's ants, there's no such thing as sugar ants, but we'll get back to the roaches. Yeah, a palmetto bug normally is, it's a softer word because somebody doesn't want to say they have roaches.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I'm not dirty. I have palmetto bugs.
Now, when I used to work for USF in the old Tampa Stadium, there was these, I mean, they looked like roaches, but they were gigantic. I mean, looked like crabs. I mean, these things were, I don't know, you could step on them, Dan, and they would not, you might not kill them. They were big.
Did they have like a yellow head?
I just remember thinking, that's the biggest.
You saw someone crawling and you went running with your shoe.
I mean, it was crazy. These guys are saying, oh, yeah, they live in the top of the stadium or whatever it is. But that was a different thing altogether. They look so big. I mean, they were twice the size of the roaches I'm familiar with.
Yeah, but those are probably American roaches, the ones we're talking about.
Well, if you've got property, you better make sure that you don't have a pest problem. Dan Manekine, ProHealth Pest Control, been our contributing expert in this space for quite a while. And Dan, are you still hiring? I know things are busy for you.
Yeah, things are busy. We definitely could add more people. We've had since the last time I was on the show, we've gotten some applications, thank goodness, you know. And, you know, we're just enjoying ourselves here with the beautiful weather. We're taking applications. We're still hiring. Love if anybody's looking for a job that has no that is recession proof.
That's it.
The pest control is perfect because we really level off during some recession times, but we never
goes
totally
away.
Dip.
That's right.
Yeah, no.
Because we're in Florida. Dan Manekine, ProHealth Pest Control. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Dan.
Have a great day.
All right, so coming up, we have Sam McKeon in studio. He's a life coach. He's got all kinds of stories for you, great analogies and different things. He's been on before. I want to introduce him. And don't forget about our feel-good story. You know, this young lady is 12 years old. She's already completed high school, on her way to college. She's got dreams of working for NASA. I'm going to tell you all about how she did that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Consumer Quarterback Show.
This is Chris Voss, former FBI lead hostage negotiator and owner of the Black Swan Group. And you're listening to Consumer Quarterback Show, hosted by my friend Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com. You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
That's right, ConsumerQB.com, a great resource for you. You can find all our expert contributors, as well as our sponsors and the properties that you hear pitched on the show today. So get in touch with our website, ConsumerQB.com. And again, if you're listening to us on AM 860 in your drive time, we want to thank you for tuning in. But we want to encourage you to check out the TV side of the Consumer Quarterback Show. You know, the Consumer Quarterback Show airs on our YouTube channel, of course. We're available to smart TV owners. If you own a Roku or smart TV, you can search Binge TV networks, and you can find the Consumer Quarterback Show that way. So we want to check us all out. Again, Brandon even puts the show on 102.5 FM on the weekend. So we're putting the show out as much as we can because we think there's great value on the Consumer Quarterback Show for you. We talked about our great expert contributors and some of the sponsors that we have. The sponsor for this segment is Replenish IV Solutions. You know, with the COVID-19 scare going on, we talk a lot about our immunity, how to boost it and make ourselves as healthy as possible. Well, if you want to feel energized, hydrated, and replenished, Replenish IV Solutions offer a safe and effective way to restore your body's natural systems. They're going to give you a direct IV drip with lots of nutrients and critical vitamins for you. You can check them out. They have multiple Bay Area locations, or they'll even come directly to you at home or work. So Steve and Lisa Gunnan, they've been great friends of the program, and this is a great way to check out, make sure your immune system is boosted as well as it can be. Check them out online at replenishivsolutions.com. And we, of course, we have real estate properties for you. Again, Brandon is the owner of the Platinum MVP team. He's a Keller Williams agent. So even in this time of real estate scarcity, we have both commercial and residential opportunities, as well as some properties. What do you got for us, Johnny? Here's one in Tampa, right near us here at 202 Southwest Shore Boulevard, a chance for you to build your own dream home, 8,000-plus square feet corner lot, Grady Coleman and Plant School Districts close to downtown at Hyde Park, museums and top medical facilities, West Shore Plazas within walking distance. Great chance for you to build your dream home, 202 Southwest Shore Boulevard in Tampa. Great look there. What else you got for me, Johnny? Here's an opportunity in Newport Richey. This is a 2-2, 874 square feet, 5727 Biscayne Court. Two screened balconies, new appliances. They've got a community pool and a clubhouse. You've even got a marina as well as covered parking. So if you're looking for a place in the Newport Richey area, get in touch with Brandon, 5727 Biscayne Court. He's got real estate opportunities, as we mentioned, even in this time of real estate scarcity. All right, so we visited a little bit in the first half of the show. We had Dan Manikine from ProHealth Pest Control come on, and Larry Harbolt. You know, he's an educator. He talks a lot about real estate and alternative ways to buy. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk to Sam McKeon. Sam has been on our show before. Sam brings a lot of energy to the show, and I loved some of the stories you shared with us last time as ways of people can kind of get control over their own mind. You know, it's things out here today, they talk about triggering. That the people are trying to trigger you with stories, they're trying to get you to emotionally react. It's become a more of a challenge to kind of control your mind and feel peaceful inside yourself. Is there any tips you can give us, Sam? Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, I have noticed that big time, especially with the political climate, yeah. With everything that's going on, you know, and people have keywords. The keyword right now is infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to anything from last night and from today and from the last couple of weeks, that's all through the political thing. It even transcends down in here into Hillsborough County, where now they're talking about putting a moratorium on apartment building because of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So that just came out in the last day or so. Yeah. And so people get triggered with that. So here's the thing. If you get to a point where you go into the negative side, you just say stop. Mm. Just slow down. Stop. And use the word stop. And it resets your mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then think about the outcome that you want. So stop, think about it, the outcome, and then congratulate yourself.
Yeah, it's empowering when you realize that you can just stop thinking about it. And it's you doing it to yourself. I mean, you lie in bed, your mind is racing, you can't get to sleep, there's something that's bothering you. Man, if you can just find a coping mechanism or a way to slow yourself down, some place to put your mind, it's going to do yourself so much. But that stress is a killer.
Yeah. And, you know, we probably have more of an issue with this than women. But you're doing something and you want to, you know, I need to go to the store. My keys are in the other room. And you're sitting down. You're writing out notes for what you want to do. And you stand up to get your keys. And you're like, why did I stand up? Okay. That's what stop does to your mind. Mm-hmm. And it slows you down. And man, we compartmentalize too much. And so once we've stood up, we're in a different compartment, and that's a whole different story.
I got you.
But that's what it does. That's what that stop technique does. You say the stop, you know, and it gives you that second. And part of that is to take that to the next level. We all talk about, you know, what our morning routine is. What do we do in the morning? And a lot of guys, that's when they do their meditation time. Right. That's when they do their studies. That's when they do whatever they need to do to start the day. So you ever find yourself, you're doing your meditation, you're doing your morning routine, and now all of a sudden you're thinking about, I got to call on this customer. I got to go here. I got to do this. And so now your meditation is all messed mm-hmm. up. So that's you. Stop. Here's the thing. If instead of you try to meditate and do your whatever, your chanting or whatever you do, mm-hmm. start counting.
Okay.
Count back from 100. And you'll find most people rarely get past 95 before the mind stops wandering. Mm-hmm. So you do the stop routine. You have that second. And that meditation, that downtime is between the stop routine and the start counting again. Yeah. And you'll find over the course of time that that time will begin to lengthen, and you'll have that quiet time, that downtime that the body and the mind needs. Because if you can't slow your mind down, mm-hmm. you're going a million miles an hour. Yeah. And you know, like Brandon on the sales side of the real estate, he's got to be going a gazillion miles an hour sure. every day. And your body and mind can't take that. You have got to get to that resting point, that stopping point, to where sanity mm-hmm. takes over.
I love the fact that it's an audible stop. You know, it seems unusual to say you're going to say out loud, but that has a jarring change from what you're typically doing, because you're thinking to yourself, you're quietly holding, rotating all these plates in your head. And until you break that loud, you just say it out loud, stop. Now, all of a sudden, you've done something that you're aware of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, and men, I keep going back to the men because we have more of a problem with this.
Right.
When I've trained women on the stop technique, they'll be in a meeting and they'll yell it out. They'll yell out stop. And mm-hmm. well, most of the people that they're meeting with, because I've worked with them, they know what's going on. And, but men, we have a tendency to stop,
yeah.
you know, and so, but that's it. You yell it out and it gives you that break,
yeah.
you know, and,
Well, you know, in general, men don't want to ask for help or even look like they need help. So that's the first big issue. I was in coaching for many, many years. And the idea that you're going to verbally repeat phrases and watch kids finally get it, and it may take 10 times, it may take 20 times. Some kids are right on it right away. But the idea that you keep trying to craft the message a different angle or a different wording to try to get through, I can just see how, you know, trying to create a coping mechanism or a way for all people to find something. It has to be something basic. That's why I think stop hits home for most people.
Right.
It's something they're familiar with, and it's just a physical way to jar, you know, it jars you back, snaps you back.
Right. Well, you put it in a sports context. Say you got a wide receiver runs a route, and he misses that step every time. So you put a coach, you put somebody out there, and when it comes time to that where he misses it, you stop him. You don't mm-hmm. stop. You know, break him out of the pattern, because he's got a routine and he's got to change that mind. And yeah. all too often, especially when we're coaching, we wait until after they make the mistake
mm-hmm.
and we have to stop it before they make the mistake, you know, and that's kind of a tough thing to do sometimes, you know, especially in sports when things are going boom, 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 you know?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times you don't want to quash the young guy's effort. You know,
he's
working as hard, he's giving you all maximum effort, and you don't want to slow him down and start thinking, hey, you know, you think about this when you're doing that. So you try to find, like you said, those quick little points that you can hit people with that kind of snap them out or turn them a different direction without having to slow them down and make the whole thing stop freezing their mind and having,
right.
What did I do wrong?
Well, I grew up playing music and doing a lot of music and things like that. And, you know, when you made a mistake, the next mistake was to start right there. You know, go back just a couple of notes. No, mm-hmm. go back, and then keep playing through it until you played through it. And I hated practice, but, you know,
right.
practice makes perfect, right? But the more you did that, then the less you made the same mistake, but you had to stop when you made the mistake.
And don't underestimate the positive reinforcement that you can get. I know from coaching, you're familiar with it, and certainly with me. Sometimes you see it done correctly, or you finally break through, and someone says, "Well, you did a great job," and you either see the person swell up, like, "I finally overcame that," or they don't really believe it, but they're both dangerous because if you think I'm done with that, now I'm past that. I don't have that issue anymore, whether it's stuttering or whatever anxiety it was, it'll creep back in there unless you have a way to get yourself snaps straight.
Right, right. And if you continue to employ that stop method, but then when you do get it right, you pat yourself on the back. Mm-hmm. That's another thing we don't do as guys is we don't take credit for doing it right, you know, and say, well, it was expected, you know what I mean? And so, but, you know, when it comes to making these life changes and to keep from getting triggered, I'll be honest with you, every day, you know, I deal with businesses and, and stuff like that. And I, a lot over in Oldsmar and West Chase. And so it's a little different climate over there, you know? And, so there's a lot of people that think the same way I do, but, it really triggers me when smart people have stupid ideas. Okay. And so I have to take my own advice and stop, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but when it comes to putting this routine into play in your personal life, John Madden said it best, the road to Easy Street goes through the sewer. So it's not easy, but it can be done. And, and those life-changing habits just make for much better and easier days. You sleep better at night and things like that. I think that if we don't, as a society, get to a point where we can come to reasonable conversation and intelligent conversation about what's going on overall, that we're doomed. And
we've definitely got to break the stigma of mental health. You know, we have mental health and it's a stigma that we can't talk about and you hide it as long as you can and you don't want to deal with it or let anyone know there's a family member that has an issue. It's got to be out in the open so that we can discuss this and have people come forward when it's just starting to notice that, hey, I may have an issue. I don't feel comfortable. Something like that is hard for us people to talk about. I can imagine it's tough to deal with that as an issue.
Pre-COVID, 22% of the U.S. population had a diagnosable mental illness.
Now, when you say diagnosable, it's not just simple as manic or he's psychotic. Or you're talking about levels.
Levels, yes. And that's all levels. And if you go by the definitions, we all have some level of OCD or ADHD or whatever. And it's completely manageable and completely controllable. But coming out, I think the last figures I saw from the Amen Clinic, Dr. Daniel Amen, is 47% now have a diagnosable mental health issue. Most of it, the increase, is in depression and isolation.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Sure.
You know, and so, but there again, as much as we talk about it, and we need to talk about it more and more and more, the stigma is still there. And unfortunately, psychiatry and psychology, the biggest thing that they try to do is to drug it out.
Right.
You know, and I mean, by using drugs. Mm-hmm. And so I personally believe there's a lot better ways to do that. And there's some good counselors out there and good coaches out there and good people out there to help you get through some of those
I think
issues.
Just the opening discussion, the talk, the conversation about it is a huge first step. And you know, if you're hiding this thing or you're concerned about it and it's bottled up, it's just going to grow and grow and grow and, you know, make more anxiety for you. So that the idea that I'm going to seek treatment, well, that might in your mind seem to be a big step, but really it starts with just talking. So you find someone you can talk to, and then after you have that conversation, maybe it doesn't look so daunting anymore in terms of what the therapy might be.
Yeah, we've put together a group and of business people. We just get together and talk. And as various businesses, I mean, I'm trying to skirt with – I don't want to identify it because it's confidential. It's a confidential group,
sure.
Right? Excuse me. And we all have different issues in our business. Some of them are personal, some of them are business related, but we get together and vent it out. Okay. So it's safer for Billy Ray Bob to vent it out to me than it is to go back to his office and vent it out to his staff.
Right. Right.
And so we get together and, you know, you hear some stuff, you know, but it is confidential and we do those things. And I'm starting another one here pretty quick. It's just one of those. You got to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
You got to get it out there.
Yeah.
And it's like you say, James, once you start talking about it, then if you do need to seek professional help, it's the next step is easier.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So one step leads to the next. That's why we bring Sam in here. He's got great stuff for you. SamAndReadAlive.com. Is that still a site for you, Sam?
It is, sir.
I just love all the information. We're going to come back and talk more with Sam after this break. And don't forget about our feel-good story. Again, I want to emphasize young learning and this STEM program, this science, tech, engineering, and math. We've got a 12-year-old girl who's going to show you you can do incredible things if you put your mind to it. She's already headed to college. I'm going to tell you all about her when we come back. And don't forget about our website. ConsumerQB.com is a great resource for you to find all our expert contributors, all our sponsors, and some of the properties. Don't go anywhere. This is the Consumer Quarterback Show.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon Rimes, knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
This is Diane Vance with Fairway Independent Mortgage, a member of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Please give me a call for any of your mortgage needs. We do all sorts of loans. If you would like information on a mortgage, you can text me or call me at 727-647-8199. I will take care of all your mortgage needs. Go to my website at dianevance.com.
Ian Beckles here with my man, Brandon Rimes, a.k.a. the real estate quarterback. Brandon, what's happening with the market?
Thanks, Ian. We are in a low inventory market, so any of our listeners are homeowners and would like a free comparable market analysis or a 2.5% listing, we will honor this for the first three listeners who call or text in 813-773-1253, free CMA, and a 2.5% real estate listing at 813-773-1253. Check out ConsumerQB.com.
Selling commercial or residential property? Don't leave money on the table. List with the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. I'm Brandon Rimes. Reach me at 813-670-7372 or PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
Yeah, give Brandon a call if you want to get in touch with him about any of the properties you hear pitched on the Consumer Quarterback Show, or you can get in touch with our expert contributors as well. We've got a great sponsor for this segment. It's Brothers Easy Moving. Brothers Easy Moving, the official moving company of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Whether you're moving locally or long distance, Brothers is the company for you. You know, these guys move Brandon himself into his new house. They were there well past 8 o'clock at night in the dark. I thought these guys are definitely the official moving sponsor of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Now, check them out online. Again, I'm sorry, I lost my place there. It is Brothers Easy Moving, and Brothers Easy Moving does a great job for us on the show. Okay, and we got a property for you. This is a unique property. Johnny's going to throw up on the screen. This is multiple lots. So we got three side-by-side lots, a total of 16,830 square feet. It's an investment opportunity, minutes from downtown. It's zoned for urban mixed use. It's really two different addresses. So you've got 803 East Palm Ave in Tampa. And again, this kind of goes together with 1905 North Taliaferro. So again, an investment opportunity downtown Tampa, right here from the Platinum MVP team. Get in touch with Brandon for all your real estate needs. Now, I've been teasing this story about this young girl and all the stuff she's accomplished, and I really am proud of her. Again, she's 12 years old. She's so interested in these STEM programs, which is, again, science, tech, engineering, and math. That gives we really need to get back on top in terms of the world. Our kids used to be the best in terms of STEM. Now we're kind of not educationally where we were before, but I'd love to see us get back on top of this. So over the course of the pandemic, the landscape of education has drastically changed. That hasn't kept one brilliant girl whose dreams have never been earthbound from reaching for the stars. While most preteens are navigating the challenges of middle school, at age 12, Elena Lee had already earned her high school diploma. She's set to attend Arizona State University via remote learning in May. She has a planned double major, astronomical planetary science and chemistry. Elena's goal is to become a NASA engineer by the time she's 16. She hopes to employ her extraordinary skills to build rovers like the one sent to Mars. She says, "I'll be driving one of those future space mobiles when I graduate." She told ABC News, "Alina's space odyssey began early with her passion for Legos. She built everything from the Millennium Falcon to the Apollo 11 rover and NASA rockets. Along with her college curriculum, Elena has several projects in the work. One is a children's book she plans to title Brainiac World, putting a positive spin on the nickname kids used to tease her with. And, of course, a STEM-centric podcast for which she hopes to land an interview with space pioneer Dr. Mae Jemison." So again, don't think there's limits on what you or your children can do. At age 12, this young lady is already planning her NASA career. So I just wanted to bring that out and show what you can do if you put your mind to it. Sam McKeon's in our studio here at our Salem Media Group studios. We've been talking a lot about how to get yourself in a positive state of mind and what you can do to improve your quality of life. Sam, any comments about that young kid, how the 12-year-old went ahead and found her way to college already?
That is an awesome story, James. That's just fantastic. You know, if she doesn't take the shot, she doesn't get the goal.
That's like right.
Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Absolutely.
And she's taken the shot. She's laid it out there. And that's what most of us don't do. We don't have a goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, business owners start a business, and the goal is the reason they started the business. They didn't like the jerk they were working for before, right. And now they're working for a bigger jerk, you know? And so they don't have an end game in place, and she does.
Right.
I mean, she knows what she wants to do. And people, I've seen young people like this. They set these goals out and stuff like that, and adults step back and say, you can't do that.
Mm.
Well, you can't do that, but she can do that,
right.
You know, because she didn't say never.
Right.
You
like
know?
You said, you'll get what you don't do or what you don't aim for, you'll get every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yelling.
I just think when you see somebody who's unencumbered by those restrictions, you know, as we grow up in our society, we start to, like Sam said, you're told you can't do that, or that's really not for you, or that's a pipe dream. There's no way you can do that. Boy, a child doesn't have those boundaries.
No, not at all. And we really need to encourage that in our kids. You mentioned where we're falling behind in the science and the technology and mm-hmm. things like that. And that's our educational system.
Right.
It's us as parents
sure.
not being as involved as we should be. And then society the way it is now, and with the schools being shut down and all these restrictions,
tough.
Parents need to get back involved, and they need to start standing up for the kids.
It's tough. And again, I really think sometimes the smartphones are making us think we're smart already.
Oh.
We think we're so smart because we can look something up on our phone, but we really don't know anything. We're not retaining anything. I tell kids all the time, before a cell phone, you had to memorize phone numbers.
Right.
So name the people you call on a regular basis, 20 or 30. You knew all their phone numbers.
Absolutely.
These kids don't know one phone number. The phone goes down. That's it. They're stuck.
Some of them don't know their own, you know. And now, I'll have to defer to Einstein on that. He said, why would I look up my phone number why would I memorize my phone number when I can look it up, right? But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you're right. And we've cheated ourselves and cheated our society by not requiring some of that stuff.
Sometimes we just don't emphasize basic educational. You know, we say, hey, it's fine. Or like I said, the kid's so quick. Look at what they've done on Facebook, or look at their Instagram page. Look at how intelligent, mature they are. But they may be lacking some of the basic educational, you know, steps that you need to take.
Yeah. There's nothing that beats reading, writing, and mathematics. I mean, there just isn't, you know, and we have to get back to it.
Absolutely. All right, Sam, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to go over some of your stuff. Sam and Read Alive. What can folks find if they go to that site?
I have links on that site to my calendar. You can schedule a 30-minute complimentary session on topics of personal finance, business finance, leadership training, and some basic life skills. My wife and I are both certified John Maxwell team coaches, speakers, okay. and trainers. There is a few... I need to get it updated, but I have a few videos up there and
okay.
a few recommendations, and you can see a little bit about what we do.
Talk about a business owner who might benefit from bringing you guys in.
Okay. First off, most business owners don't have an end game.
Right.
Why, I mentioned before, why'd you go into business? And if you didn't go into business to build it, get it to a point where you can sell it and retire, then you just bought a job. I mean, this
yeah.
is what it boils into.
Yeah,
there has
true.
To be an end game,
right.
you know? And so maybe you bought that business so that you can build it. And so my good friend Paul Martinelli, he bought the business. He does some coaching, but he travels wherever he wants to. He's doing exactly what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to take 3 months off and go to the Middle East, which he did last year right before COVID, almost didn't make it back.
Very nice.
He can do that. But if you don't have that end game, that 30,000-foot view, and it doesn't matter what the business is, then you're just working for a paycheck.
They can bring you in to speak to the staff as well?
Absolutely. I just did a session with our good friend Thomas King at Florida Firearms Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
Went in and we spoke a little bit about some of the things we've talked about today. We talked a little bit about personal finance. We will be running some personal finance classes here starting in the fall. I'll get some more information on that.
Okay.
And most of those will be no charge.
Awesome.
They're 9-week classes, and it's based on Dave Ramsey's product. But
man, I thank you so much for coming in, Sam. A lot of the stuff that Sam goes over is stuff that you might think you know, but until you say it out loud and talk about it, you really haven't spent any time mm-hmm. working on it. You know what I mean? You got to actually work on the stuff. You got to talk about it and get down there and roll your sleeves up and really try to fix any issues that you're experiencing. Well, thank you. Thanks so much, Sam, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, James. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much to Brandon Rimes for creating the Consumer Quarterback Show and allowing me the opportunity to host the show. And please do us a favor. Check out our sponsors and all our expert contributors at ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Contact Brandon Rimes at 813-670-7372. That's 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.